With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled, Go Veg, Be Green, Save the Planet. Delivered in Monaco in May 2008.
Really beautiful. Okay. This is a birthday for all of us, eh? Yeah. That every day we renew our strength to be good person on earth and to help whoever we can improve ourselves. Yeah. You want to blow it? Yeah. You are the youngest one. Oh, wow. And you cut the cake because you are the youngest and you're beautiful. Wow. Wow. Voilà. Tu fais comme tu veux, chérie. Ça fait rien. This is a vegan, you know? No milk, no egg. So you are very safe here with us. Vegan cake, right? Yeah. We have fantastic cooks and all kind of people here. Good idea to have such a cake. Thank you, huh? Malaysian bake it, right? Thank you. Good cake. I just try one piece to know if it's really good. Wow, it's vegan. My God, wonderful. Who say we need eggs? You know, they put egg everything every day now. Even in ice cream, I can't believe it. So I can't even eat ice cream anymore. I don't know which one have eggs or not. And they even put some in spaghetti. Some spaghetti have eggs, some spaghetti don't. So you have to know it, right? But pizza don't have, yeah? Pizza, no egg inside, right? No.
Tomato and basilic only.
Yeah, that's it. Pizza is always safe. If you can ask them to put tomato sauce and oregano or basilic only, then it's the safest way to eat. Yeah? Spaghetti sometimes have egg. So you ask the chef whether he knows that the spaghetti or lasagna he serves you have egg or not. Then you can eat the vegetarian one. Okay, huh? And salad is always safe. You know, even lettuce has a lot of protein in it. Mucho, but you have to eat a lot, huh? If you eat un poco, then it's not good enough. Yeah. So are you okay or anybody kaput around here? Good, huh? Thanks for this, huh? My birthday, what, it's so early, but the thing is, we don't get to see each other like every day or every week, so they just ring whenever, you know? Grazie, huh? Thank you so much. Molto grazie. Yeah. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Yeah, something I want to tell you about protecting the planet. Even if the whole population of the planet, everybody eat only half vegetarian, and we can save the planet already. Wow. That's the best, the quickest way. Yeah? Because meat is not only about about the land. It's about water, medicine, energy, transportation, pollution from transportation, everything, and conscience. Yeah, make people sick. So if you you can tell people to be vegetarian, that's the best thing you can do for them and for the planet. Even we can keep all the airplane, we can keep all the car, we can keep all the thing now, because CO2 is not as bad as the conscience sickness, and not as bad as spending so much water on animal raising and wasting land and deforestation and transportation. Even if, you know, we eat the vegetarian, we still can keep all the airplane, car, train, everything as usual even. So don't even need to rely on the government, because the government cannot always do everything. The government cannot forbid people to eat meat, for example. Maybe they can, but they don't want to do it. So the best to save the planet is the individual. Just go vegetarian and we save a lot of methane gas, a lot of transportation pollution, a lot of waste on water and land, and those land we can cultivate. Then food for everybody. And the food that we feed the animal, we can feed the hunger. We never go hunger. The whole planet can be fed if people go vegetarian. And that we can even still keep all the style that we have now. Like the airplane, yeah, we can. Of course, it's the best if we don't, yeah? But still, even if we still have car, airplane, and train and all that, but we are vegetarian, I mean the planet people vegetarian, then we can save the planet still. But not everybody knows that. Tell whoever you can, okay? To save the planet. But if we cannot, then we cannot.
Okay. I would like to say one remark about the planet, because we are all talking about that, but the nature is not changing. No, we are changing the nature. And we have to bring that out to everybody. Because you are all on a good way to be vegetarian. I'm so happy to see that and to hear that. I'm afraid about that, because most of the people, and I think all over the world, are very nervous and running for money. And it's not the money in our life, it's our personality, and to be together with nice people and to live in peace altogether.
One more thing about the climate that everyone worry about, that you keep asking me. You know, if we have the blessing of the government, would be good, yeah? But otherwise, everybody can do it. Just be vegetarian and we can save it, you know, save a lot. Because of the bad karma, as you sow, so shall you reap. If we do bad thing, we get bad thing. It's not just about the physical energy or the waste of water and all that. Even the bad karma come back on us and nobody can save us. Not even God. Because God told us to do this and we don't do it, so He let us free, you know? If you want to make mistake, oh, it's your freedom. God is not somebody who control you all the time. It would be good if He does some controlling, but He doesn't do it. So we have to control ourselves. We have to know what's good, what's better. Read the Bible, read the scripture of your religion. Really study well to see what the scripture tell you to do. All the tips in any scripture of any religion tell you how to survive here, how you save the planet, and how to live well, and how to go to heaven afterward. It's all in the scriptures, yeah? It's not me saying anything. But now, physically speaking, if or the government give us the blessing and encourage more, because we have already a couple of years to change the course of history of climate change, and I'm happy that many governments now are encouraging children to eat vegetarian, more vegetable, you know, less meat and more vegetable, and I'm so happy. Maybe we can still save the planet. And one more thing is, if we have the blessing also of the media, every newspaper, every day when they print out the newspaper, they could just print one sentence. Go veg, be green, be vegetarian, go green. That's it. So easy. All the newspaper can do that. They don't have to say anything more. Every day when they print the newspaper, just one headline somewhere. Yeah? Go veg, be green to save the planet. And all entertainment program, whenever they do some entertainment, they could say it in before or after, please save the planet, go veg, be green, everybody help, and the government put billboard everywhere, go veg, be green, save the planet, and then all the billboard, every advertisement should add one sentence. Yeah? Save the planet, go veg, be green, then we'll be fine, we'll be smiling. Even if people eat only half vegetarian, you know, like if you are meat eater, like you eat every day meat, now you eat only half a week meat and half a week vegetarian, we already can be singing, can be happy. So that's what I think, that's a solution for the planet. Well, I talk to you only, but maybe you can talk to somebody who is more powerful and who knows that you guys are very, you know, very strong and intelligent. Maybe you know some powerful people that I don't know, but you know, prime minister or whoever. So what I mean is, if you know some newspaper man, you can suggest this, yeah? Just one little headline, or any headline anywhere. Every day when they print the newspaper, please save the planet, go veg, be green. And if you want to know more, they can ask everybody else, or you can watch our television, they can ask our website. It's easy. We already advertising a lot on newspapers, but it's not enough. I think all the media should help to save the planet, because if the planet's gone, they also gone. Yeah. Everybody should realize that money, useless, house, useless, power, useless. Everybody be gone. So we do what we can, make people realize that, okay? We have to save the only planet we have and the most beautiful one that we know. It's the only one we know, huh? Well, of course you know some other better planet, but they don't know that. They don't know that. For the most people, they don't know that. Yeah, they don't know that we can see other planet. So we do this for the people who don't see. Yeah, who don't see other planet. But they think we do it for us, no? Well, also for us, eh? The longer we live here, the better, no? Can meditate more, eat more pizza, come here and have more fun. And yeah, we enjoy this planet also, even if we know other planet, yeah? Even if we know heaven, we still enjoy this planet very much. And we wish that all the inhabitants can have a safe, beautiful and contented life here, yeah? And all they do is just sacrifice a piece of meat and put in place a piece of tofu. How difficult can it be, my God? If you call that a sacrifice, it's worth it for your children, right? For the next generation to have the planet. And at least until we find a better solution for the planet. Right now we have to stop it. Stop the global warming, because millions of people are already hungry and displaced because of the global warming every day. And if we don't stop it, we even have war. Because when people are too hungry and have nothing to eat for their children, they will make some trouble, yeah? And you can't just kill everybody. You can't just go out and kill millions of people. If they rob your house, you can't just do that. See what I mean? So the solution is just, yeah, go vegetarian. Don't even have to be green yet. Just go vegetarian, then we can save the planet. Because the consequence of the ecosystem, because it takes so much to raise animals than to plant vegetable. It takes so much to feed animals than to feed the hungry people. We use all the resource to feed the animals so that we can eat the steak 2 minutes, not even, maybe 1 minute, finished. So much work, so much transportation, so much energy, so much money, so much water. Come on, yeah. Too much go into one piece of steak. And a lot of people hungry for it too. And we create bad karma for ourselves as well, you know. So we suffer, it's a liver problem, heart problem, and we don't even know why we're sick. So much money, so much food, and how come you're sick? The hospital are full of meat eaters. You don't find a vegetarian in there. The more rich, the more meat. The more meat, the more hospital, eh? All the time. That's a circle. And the more meat, the more poor people. Yeah? And the hostile the planet. Last week, the Taiwanese people go all out, you know. They pled to be vegetarian. They have the slogan saying, no meat, no heat. I mean, if no meat, then no global warming. That's cute, huh? I think that's very good. Okay, well, I thank you for being vegan or vegetarian, whatever you can. But cheese also contribute to animal raising. But if we eat cheese the way the ancient people do, then it's still okay, you know. Like in India, the cow, they roam all over, they're free, and they give milk, whatever they give. But today, many people eat for greed. Eat because they want to, not because they're hungry, you know, and they raise much more animals. That's why we have problem. Okay, you know everything already. I'm not saying anything anymore. If you want to know about us, I think they can tell you. You want to ask them something? You want to know about them? They can tell you. They have a television. You can watch and see what we're doing. Supreme Master Television. And if you don't have a satellite, you can have suprememastertv.com on your computer. Worldwide.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Good People, Good Works is up next, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May our earth continue in beauty and sustainability through Heaven's grace and all eco-friendly efforts of her inhabitants.